Hello and welcome to the 5-Minute Gospel Podcast for Monday the 5th of September. Today, Luke tells us about the cure of a man with a withered hand. Jesus was teaching one Sabbath day in the synagogue. Some scribes and Pharisees were watching him, as they often did, to see if he would heal someone on the Sabbath. Jesus understood what they were looking for, so he asked the man to stand out in the middle. Then he asked them, "Is it permitted on the Sabbath to do good or to do evil, to save life or to destroy life?" At the time of Jesus, the practice of medicine was forbidden on the Sabbath day. Strange as it sounds to our ears, it was considered better for a sick person to suffer rather than to fail to honour God. The Sabbath was a day for honouring God, and people should only do that. Jesus, throughout his earthly life, taught in word and in his actions that God is honoured by compassion and by goodness to the unfortunate, the sick and the poor. Confronted by the man with the withered hand, therefore, Jesus had no hesitation in curing him. This made the scribes and the Pharisees furious, angry, and they started to plot how they could get rid of this rabbi Jesus. Jesus' action in today's gospel reminds us that loving God is always linked to loving other people, especially those who are unfortunate or needy or poor. We might remember Jesus' words, "Whatever you do to the least of my sisters and brothers, you do it to me." And he also said, "Whatever you fail to do to the least of my sisters and brothers, you fail to do it to me." Sometimes you and I, without even thinking about it, can slip into believing that loving God is enough. We might say to ourselves, "I go to Mass, I'm okay. I say my prayers, I don't harm or hurt anyone." Whilst the Mass and daily prayer are at the heart of our faith, our following Jesus is about more than doing no harm. Our faith is about doing good for others, especially those in need. It'd be good to spend a little time today with Jesus, asking ourselves, do I see that my faith challenges me to action, challenges me to do good for others? Jesus wants us to offer everyone, and especially those in need, the friendly word, the helping hand, the happy smile, the listening ear, or the loving heart, or the forgiving heart. While Mass and daily prayer are at the heart of our faith, so too every single situation we experience, every meeting with another person, can be an opportunity to live that faith in action by doing good. Doing good. Lord, don't let me sit back, comfortable with my life. Get me up, send me out to do good for others. To do good for others. God bless you all.